Welcome to the Mac Minutes Podcast, episode 225. Apple previews new features coming to Apple services with new operating systems. This is the Mac Minutes Podcast with John Scudder, coming to you from the sea level mountain community of Anchorage, Alaska, amongst the scenic backdrop of the snow-capped Chugach Mountains. In this podcast, you will learn about the news from Apple and how technology can help you work smarter, personally and professionally. And we will do that in mere minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes Podcast. In this episode, we will tell you more about what we learned from WWDC 23. We will elaborate more in the coming days and weeks as we become familiar with the beta versions and other developers start to create the corresponding apps for the software. Today's podcast includes previews of new features coming to Apple services this fall and earlier for those enthusiasts who sign up for the beta versions. Let's go to the show. Users will soon be able to create collaborative playlists in Apple Music, browse offline maps and trails with Apple Maps, enjoy new experiences in Apple Podcasts, and much more. We will learn more about these interesting new features and enhancements arriving with iOS 17, iPad OS 17, Mac OS Sonoma, Watch OS 10, and TV OS 17. Apple's Senior Vice President of Services, Eddie Q, said, quote, "Apple services enrich millions of users' lives every day, so we constantly strive to deliver the best experience possible. Not only do we want to make services more powerful for users, we also want to make them more fun. And I think the teams have done an incredible job with the lineup of new features we're delivering this fall, from collaborative playlists in Apple Music to offline maps in Apple Maps, to new experiences in Apple Podcasts." He finished, "Here are 20 of the most exciting new tools and experiences users can look forward to using. They span a wide gap, so you will likely hear about something you will look forward to learning about. Today we will give you a brief overview and delve deeper into them each separately. We have put screenshots on our Mac Minutes website located at macminutes.blubrry.net. First up is listening with family and friends using collaborative playlists. Apple Music subscribers can collaborate on playlists with family and friends. Users can invite each other to select and edit tracks and even add emoji reactions to specific songs. Next is enjoying an even more immersive Apple Music Sing experience with Continuity Camera. With Apple Music Sing and Continuity Camera, users will be able to see themselves on screen and apply all new camera filters as they sing along to the lyrics of their favorite songs. Moving on, discover the artists behind the songs with song credits in Apple Music. Fans can view comprehensive data about the artists who contributed to their favorite tracks, including their roles and the instruments they played. Next up is you'll be able to contribute to what's playing in the car with SharePlay. I'm sure parents will love this one. Apple Music is bringing SharePlay to the car so that everyone can easily choose what's playing. When users are in the car and listening with Apple Music, other trusted iPhone devices will automatically suggest joining the session. Listeners can control the music from their own devices, even if they don't have an Apple Music subscription. Next is streaming the entire catalog of Apple Music radio shows on Apple Podcasts. Subscribers will be able to listen to the entire catalog of award-winning, commercial-free Apple Music radio shows in Apple Podcasts, where they can follow individual shows to automatically download and be notified of new episodes as soon as they are released. On deck now is browsing offline maps with just a tap using Apple Maps. Users can easily select an area on their device and download it with just a tap. While offline, users will be able to access turn-by-turn navigation for driving, walking, transit, and cycling, see their estimated time of arrival, find places in maps, and more. Moving on to our next feature, seeing real-time electric vehicle charging availability. Maps users with electric vehicles will be able to see real-time charging station availability filtered by charging network, plug type, and more. And users with compatible vehicles will be able to designate a preferred charging network. We will now transition into the fitness categories. You can now explore the great outdoors with thousands of park trails. Maps is making it easier than ever to discover thousands of trails and parks across the U.S. with place cards that include detailed information like trail length and type difficulty and elevation gain. Our next fitness feature is building a workout or meditation routine with custom plans in Apple Fitness Plus. Custom plans are a new way to receive a custom workout or meditation schedule based on a day, duration, workout type, and more. Another feature in Apple Fitness Plus is Q Fitness Plus workouts with meditations with stacks. Fitness Plus is also including stacks, allowing users to select multiple workouts and meditations to do back-to-back so they can seamlessly move to their next activity without interruptions. Stacks can be saved to a user's library to use again in the future. Next is dialing in a workout or meditation with Audio Focus on Fitness Plus. With Audio Focus, Fitness Plus subscribers can prioritize the volume of the music to stay energized or their trainer's voices so they can concentrate on the coaching. Next is enjoying daily passwords with puzzles on Apple News. Apple News Plus subscribers will be able to enjoy even more benefits, including puzzles, which will include a daily crossword and mini crossword in partnership with the Puzzle Society. You'll now be able to listen to audio stories from Apple News Plus on Apple Podcasts. Apple News Plus subscribers will have the ability to listen to professionally narrated audio stories from the world's leading magazines and newspapers in Apple Podcasts. Another new feature in podcast is an all-new Now Playing experience coming to Apple Podcasts. Listeners can enjoy a refreshed Now Playing design featuring a sleek, dynamic background that showcases a podcast's art and provides enhanced controls for managing the queue. You can now learn about the topic of a podcast with episode art. With support for episode art throughout Apple Podcasts, listeners will be able to explore more about an episode. It's also easier to preview, play, or follow podcasts with a new design for episodes, shows, and channels in Up Next. Continuing on the podcast theme, you'll be able to connect subscriptions to top apps on the App Store with Apple Podcasts. Listeners will be able to access new shows and other benefits by connecting eligible subscriptions to top apps on the App Store, including Bloomberg, Calm, The Economist, Lingo Kids, The Times, The Wall Street Journal, The Washington Post, and others. You can dive deeper into a favorite series on Apple Books. With Apple Books new series pages, users can easily see all the books available in a series, toggle between ebook and audiobook versions, purchase and read the next title in the series based on their reading, discover recommendations for related series, and more. Moving on to the topic of Apple Cash, you can now set up recurring payments with Apple Cash. Apple Cash users will be able to set up weekly, bi-weekly, or monthly Apple Cash payments, making it even easier for parents to pay allowances or for users to pay back friends and family for regularly shared expenses, such as rent payments. Users can also choose to automatically top up their Apple Cash balance when it runs low. Moving on to identification. Present an ID to businesses using iPhone and Apple Wallet. Starting this fall, businesses will be able to accept IDs in Apple Wallet. No additional hardware is needed. This will streamline their ability to securely check a customer's age in person for things like alcohol purchases or to verify a customer's identity at checkout for car rentals and more. To seamlessly and securely present their ID and wallet to an enabled businesses, users simply hold their iPhone or Apple Watch near the business's iPhone. Users will be shown what information is being requested and whether the receiving party will be storing the information. Users will then be asked to authenticate and consent by using Face ID or Touch ID. We've got a couple more, and the next one is share and request locations using Find My with Messages and Maps. Users will be able to share their location and request someone else's location through Find My directly in Messages with a new location option in the Send menu. From here, users can also easily create a route to someone's location in Maps. Next up is share items using AirTag and Find My. Item sharing for AirTag and Find My network accessories will allow device owners to invite up to 5 other people to a sharing group. Everyone in the group will be able to see the item's location and will not receive unwanted tracking notifications. Members of the sharing group can also use Find My to get directions to my item and use precision finding to help pinpoint a shared AirTag's location. We've now talked about the new features. Now let's talk about availability. A developer beta of iOS 17, iPadOS 17, macOS Sonoma, watchOS 10, and tvOS 17 is available to Apple Developer Program members at developer.apple.com. A public beta will be available to users next month at beta.apple.com. New software features will be available this fall as a free software update. Some features, applications, and services may not be available in all regions or all languages. We are just scratching the surface here at the Mac Minutes podcast. Each of these features is a separate podcast, so we have so much more to cover in the weeks ahead. The Mac Minutes podcast will continue covering these developments as they happen on our podcast, social media platforms, including Twitter and Facebook. If you have a question about today's episode, email me at mail.macminutes@gmail.com. If you are listening to the podcast on iTunes, please leave us a review. Our Mac Minutes host webpage is located online at macminutes.blubrry.net. And we have a podcast website at macminutespodcast.com. Mac Minutes is affiliated with the Alaskan Apple Users Group at akappleug.com. As I said, Mac Minutes is also available on social media, including Twitter and Facebook. And we extend a special invitation to join the Mac Minutes podcast group, available on Facebook for free. You can provide input, take part in discussion about special events, like the new operating systems, discuss devices, provide ideas for future podcasts, or just read what other knowledgeable tech journalists are writing about that's informative. Thank you again for listening to the Mac Minutes podcast. It's available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, Overcast, Chartable, Podchaser, iHeartRadio, Deezer, Spotify, and many other of your favorite podcasters. We'll talk to you again next week on the Mac Minutes podcast for more Apple news. Thanks again for listening on the Blueberry Podcasting Network.